去使万民做你的门徒。
So that on this earth we are to go to make disciples of all nations.
让我们装备好。
So that we can be prepared.
让我们走出去。
Let us go out.
你说你要我们从本地到地极做你的见证。
You say we are to go from our hometown to the ends of the earth.
让世界让万国得知你的知识。
So that all nations would have knowledge of you.
让世界得知你的救恩。
So that the world would have your salvation.
我们求你来保守我们。
May you keep us.
让我们真正能够走出去。
So that we can truly go out.
我们在本地有许多的事工。
We have many services locally, ministries.
求你保守我们在校园的事工。
That you be with us in our campus ministry.
求你来带领我们生命之光分堂的聚会。
So that you will look after our light of life services.
保守我们在各校园团契的侍奉。
May you watch over all the campus ministries.
让我们在这里的侍奉，我们也能够去使人做你的门徒。
So that our service here will make many disciples of yours.
我们有餐馆的事工。
We have restaurant ministries.
我们也有老人中心服务的事工。
We have senior center ministries.
求你引领，求你祝福。
May you lead and guide.
我们也有在去这个洪都拉斯的医疗短宣队。
We have a medical mission to Honduras.
我们在十月将出发。
We will go out in October.
十月底。
In November.
求你来带领我们每一位团员。队员的心智。
May you be with each the hearts of all the members on the short-term trip.
让那边的穷人有福音听到。
So that the people there will hear the gospel.
求你也保守啊，我们在世界各地，我们有许多支持的宣教士。
We ask that you be with the many missionaries that we support.
我们也把其他的宣教士也放在主的手中。
And all the other missionaries we put into your hands.
感谢你差遣他们去在那里为你来做工。
We thank you for sending them out to work for you.
求你保守他们每一位他们身心灵的健康。
That everyone will be healthy in spirit and in body.
赐给他们所以一切他们所需用的。
That you will give them what they need.
装备他们。
To prepare them.
像你装备我们一样
，like you have prepared us，
去成为万民的祝福
，so that there will be blessing to all people。
愿你保守我们在这里教会所做的事工
，and may you be with our church's ministries。
让我们在这里是一个灯台
，so that we will be a lamp。
让我们在这里所做的是蒙你的悦纳
，that everything we do will be acceptable to you。
让我们在这里。所做的事只要荣耀你的名。
Everything we do will be glory to your name.
我们不传别的。
We do not preach anything else.
只传十字架并你钉十字架并你的复活。
But Jesus the cross and your resurrection.
主啊，求你来引领。
May you lead.
我们在这里的城市，我们的国家也放在主的你的手中。
We put our city and our country into your hands.
许多人在黑暗当中
，many people in darkness。
让我们真的是来向他们传扬你的福音。
That we will share the good news with them all。
把我们在这边城市里面还有国家的领袖放在主的手中。
We pray for the leaders of our city and our country。
让他们所做的是按照主你的旨意来行。
That what they do will be according to your will。
让这国家再次蒙受你的祝福。
That this country will be blessed by you again.
我们把底下的时间恭敬地仰望。
That we give the rest of the time.
我们当中有软弱的，有疾病的。
That if there are sick, people who are sick among us.
求你医治，求你保守。
May you heal them and keep them.
我们同心的祷告，奉耶稣基督得胜的名。
We pray in unison in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Children, wonderful children, can be dismissed now for Sunday school.
孩子们可以去那个主日学了。
God bless you as you seek the Lord and continue to worship Him, and may God bless the teachers as well.
愿神祝福孩子们，也祝福老师们。
Christ's ambassadors.
基督的特使。
What does it mean to be an ambassador for Christ?
那基督的特使，做基督的特使是什么意思呢？
The dictionary defines an ambassador as a diplomatic official of the highest rank sent by one sovereign state to another as its resident representative. It is an authorized messenger.
那在字典里面对这个特使它有一个定义，特使的定义就是说一个主权国家派驻到另外一个主权国家作为代表的最高级别的官员，也就是得到权柄的使者。
When my wife and I were missionaries in the Middle East, we had to go to Berlin, Germany to renew our visa.
当我和我太太到另外一个国家做这个传教士的时候，我们需要到德国的柏林去更新我们的这个签证。
And they told us it was going to be 2 weeks.
他们告诉我需要2个星期。
And so we couldn't bring our children at the time, so we left their children with the missionary families, other missionary families, and we went to Germany expecting to be there for 2 weeks, waiting for our visa to be renewed.
所以呢，我们就不能带孩子去，所以我们就把我们的孩子呢，交给另外一家的那个传教士，所以我们就期待我们到了柏林待2个星期就可以了。
So I took my passports, went into the embassy there in Berlin, Germany.And I said, "Here you go."
So I just 拿着我的护照，然后到那个德国的柏林，然后说我把那个护照交给他们。
He left the desk. He went into a back room, and immediately he came out and he said, "Come back this afternoon. They will be ready."
然后这个官员呢就把我的护照拿去那个拿到走到到里面去，然后他就跟我说那个你今天下午就来吧，这个下午就可以那个准备好了。
And I couldn't believe it. It was impossible. But I said, "Okay, I'll be back this afternoon."
我都不敢相信这能有这么快，所以我就跟他说，哎呀，太好了，那我就下午就再来就好了。
So I came back that afternoon, and sure enough, he had the passports in his hands, and they were shaking a little bit, and he said, "Here you go."
然后我下午的时候就回去了，他就把护照交给我，他手有点发抖，他说，你看，就在这里。
We flew back to the Middle East, and I made a phone call to verify that everything was okay to the embassy.
然后我就回到中东，然后我就给他打了个电话，就是确定一切都是没问题的。
He said, "How did you get this service done so quickly?"
他说你怎么可能这么快就这个服务就做成了呢
？He says, "Just a minute, I'll be right back."
稍等一下哈，我马上就回来。
He went back to another room and he came back and he told me on the phone. He said, "You know what happened?"
然后他到另外一个房间，过一会儿回来，然后就在电话上告诉我，你知道发生什么了吗
？Your paperwork was put in the wrong pile. It was put on the pile of an ambassador pile.
他说你的那个文件呢，放到错误的这个文件堆里面去了。他把我的文件放在这个特使的文件堆里去了。
They thought you were a diplomat.
他说我那个他们以为你是个特使呢。
You don't have to call me ambassador. That's okay.
你不用管我叫特使，没问题的。
But we are representatives of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen.
那我们是王中之王，主中之主的特使，你们同意吗
？But what does it mean to be an ambassador？
那作为特使是什么意思呢
？Well, if we take a look at 2 Corinthians 5:17 through 20, we get a little bit of an idea.
那如果我们看看那个哥林多后书5:17-20，我们就会稍微有一点概念了。
If you notice in the text, it says, "Therefore," I'll read in English and then in Chinese. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is the new creation has come. The old is gone; the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to Himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to Himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them, and He has committed to us." The message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making His appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God, made Him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that we might become the righteousness of God.
那我们用中文读一下哈。所以若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。一切都是出于神。他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的使命赐给我们。这就是神在基督里使世人与自己和好， 不将他们的过犯到归到他们身上，并将这和好的信息托付了我们。所以我们做基督的特使，就好像神借我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好吧。
So you can see here, there's very important conjunctions here in English, the word and the word and. We are reconciled to God, but we also have a ministry of reconciliation. So we are reconciled to God, but it doesn't stop there. We also have to become ministers of reconciliation.
所以我们可以看到这里面有两个连词，一个是就是和，也就是说不仅是要让人与基督和好，我们的责任而且还是我们要做神的特使，使人与基督和好。
The word reconcile in Greek is alasso, and it means to change. It means to make different.
那个和好的意思，就是那个就是改变，就是有改变，让别人有改变的这个意思。
So when we are reconciled to God, we don't make God different. God never changes, right? We make ourselves different. Different, and we get saved, and then we get reconciled.
也就是说，和好的意思呢，不是让我们去改变神，神是永远不变的。和好是指我们自己改变，也就是说，当我们自己有改变的时候，我们就与神和好。
But before we can be messengers of Christ, before we can be messengers of Christ, we have to be Christians.
也就是说，在我们做神的信使特使之前，我们首先要成为基督徒。
We can't give what we don't have.
我们不能把我们没有的去给别人。
Pastor Shen, he told me when I first came working in this church, God has to work in you before he can work through you. Amen?
就是当我刚来这个教会，在这教会工作之前，沈牧师跟我在一起，他跟我说，神呢，要通过你去做人的工作，首先要在你身上做工，然后才可以做神的工。
And I continue to remember his words every day because they are the words of God.
我现在每天都是记着神他给我的这个话，因为我要为神来做工。
So what is a Christian?
基督徒是什么呢？
We're supposed to be like Christ, right?
我们应该像基督一样。
But we cannot be the creator of the world. We are not all powerful. So in what way are we supposed to be like Christ, to be his ambassadors? In what way?
那我们不可能像神一样有这样的大能来创造世界。但是那我们在哪一种程度上，哪种方式上能够像耶稣呢？
Well, let me suggest to you six ways. These are six categories of how we are supposed to be like Christ in order to be better missionaries for Christ.
那我可以给你们建议有六种方式，以这六种方式，就让我们能够成为基督的样式。
So we need to belong to and become like Christ. The Christian life is made up of belonging to, being saved, and then becoming like, being sanctified or being made holy. Two things.
所以我们基督徒的生活呢，有两个层面，一个我们要成为基督徒，就是属于基督，另外一个呢要成圣，也就是越来越像基督。
So there is three things. Please listen very carefully. There is three things that God expects from us. Three things.
所以我们要仔细听一下哈，有三件事神对我们身上有这样的期待，有三件事。
That we belong to Christ, be saved.
我们要属于基督，也就是说我们要得救。
Number two, that we become like Christ, be sanctified.
第二呢，我们要成圣，也就是说我们越来越像基督。
And then number three, to serve Christ.
第三呢，就是要服侍基督。
Salvation, sanctification, and service.
也就是说，得救、成圣和服侍。
And missions is all about every one of those things.
那个宣教呢，是关于这三个方面的。
So to become a Christian, to be like Christ, you should be compassionate, understanding, caring, humble, empathetic.
那为了像基督呢，你首先就要有这种同情心啊，理解呀、啊、关怀呀、啊、谦卑呀、啊，或者是有这种善解人意。
To be like Christ, sorry, to be like Christ, you need to be holy, good, righteous, separate from evil, and worship Him only.
那为了像这个基督的样式，我们首先要圣洁，也就是说要善良、公义、脱离邪恶，而且只敬拜神。
The word church in Greek is ekklesia. Ekklesia, ek means to be out of, and klesia to call out. So the church means those who are called out of the world.
那个教会在这个希腊语里边就是要出来，所以我们也就是说从世界上要分别为圣的一群人。
So that's what happens on Sunday morning. We leave our work, we leave our family, we leave our media, hopefully it's good media, we leave everything, and we come here to become holier. Amen?
那我们星期天所做的事，那就是说我们离开家庭，离开媒体，离开世界，然后我们来到这个教会，然后就是为了让我们成圣。
Being like Christ is being reliable, dependable, trustworthy, always keeping your promise.
那要越来越像基督呢，也就是说我们要可靠，要靠得住，值得信赖，然后始终如一的遵守诺言。
Thank you for providing for your families, men and women. Thank you so much for being dependable and you provide for your families every day. God says thank you.
就是说不管是这个是男是女，你们为家庭做出贡献，你们支持你们那个服侍你们的家庭，这个养家糊口，神说感谢你们。
Thank you for being loyal husbands to your wives. Thank you, wives, to be loyal to your husbands. God is pleased with that.
谢谢你们做丈夫的，你们对你们的妻子忠实，然后也谢谢做妻子的，你们忠诚于你们的丈夫，这样是蒙神喜悦的。
Being like Christ is praying. Being like Christ is being intimate with the Father. And we do that through prayer. We do it through fasting.And we do it through reading our Bibles.
那像基督呢，就是说要我们要成为代祷者，要不停的祷告，然后像耶稣一样与天父亲密无间，然后要这个禁食，要读圣经，这些是我们要做的。
The Elder Deacon Board is going to begin a partner prayer program real soon, where the deacons will be getting together once a week, and we're going to be really praying very hard this year, and I hope you will too.
那我们现在这个执事会，他们要开始一项施工，就是说他们要成为一个就是互相间祷告啊，然后互相间为教会祷告啊，他们要做这样的一件事。然后那个这是我们也要为这个会众们祷告。
God has great things for this church. We're only beginning. God has great things for this church. There's thousands of more people that will be saved at CCCB through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
神会在我们这个教会做大事，会有成千上万的人通过我们这个教会来得救。
But it won't happen. It won't happen except through prayer and fasting and holiness. Amen.
那如果我们不是去祷告、去禁食，不是因着我们各种成圣，那这件事情就不会发生。
Being Christ-like is being servant-hearted. It's willing to do whatever it takes to get the job done.
那像基督呢，是要有这种仆人的心肠，也就是说，我们要愿意为了完成这个使命而付出一切。
Jesus washed feet, and so should we.
那耶稣给他的门徒洗脚，我们也应该做同样的事。
At our son's wedding, our youngest son just got married, and during the wedding ceremony, he washed his bride's feet, and she washed his feet at the wedding. It was beautiful.
在我儿子的婚礼上，我儿子刚不久前刚刚结婚，他在婚礼上呢，我儿子给儿媳妇洗脚，然后儿媳妇也给儿子洗脚，这是真的是好何等美好的一件事。
That may be the only time they wash each other's feet.
那可能是唯一一次他们将彼此洗脚。
But it's a good beginning, amen.
但是这是一个很好的开端。
Finally, we need to be like Christ in speaking truth in love.
最后我们要在爱中说诚实话。
We need to be unconditional and sacrificial. We need to believe for the best in individuals. Don't expect the worst from someone. We need to always expect the best from someone. Amen.
那也就是说我们要无条件的爱，牺牲性的爱，然后呢相信人有最好的一面，不要去想就是说人恶的一面，要想他们好的一面。
And finally, we need to preach the gospel and make disciples, and that's what this Sunday morning is all about.
那最终我们要去传福音，带门徒，这就是我们星期天是最终的目的。
I was so, we were so proud, we were so thankful, I should say, to God, for last Sunday, unbelievable thing happened last Sunday afternoon at the All Nations Worship Celebration right here in this church.
那上个星期天，我们真是充满了感恩，我们对上个星期天这种万国敬拜充满了感恩，在那个时候，神在我们中间做了大事。
We were reaching out to people so different from us, and the gospel was went out among all kinds of people right here last Sunday.
我们所那个接触的这个会众是各种各样不同的会众，然后就在这里，然后神在我们中间做了大事。
We had people here from different countries, from Nepal and from the Philippines, and we had a Spanish church, African American church.And our church, of course, was here.
那个上星期我们这个会众里面有各种不同的，从各种不同国家来的人，比如说尼泊尔、菲律宾，说西班牙文的，再包括我们自己教会的那个成员。
This is similar to what it's going to look like in heaven, right? Every nation, every tribe, every people group gathered around to worship God.
这个有点像将来会在天堂里发生的，就是各国各族不同的民众来到一起，来一起敬拜神。
If you don't like people different from you, don't go to heaven.
你如果要是不喜欢跟你不一样的人，那你就别去天堂。
Because you are going to be in a place you don't want to be.
那因为你想，那你当时到时候你就会是在一个你不喜欢在的地方。
It was amazing because we had wonderful fellowship together. And you see on the table here, this is the gospel. This is the gospel right here. In case somebody wants to come to know Christ, they can read. And we were talking about it around the tables.
就是说在那个桌子周围，那个他们就是在传福音。
We had all kinds of worship here with this wonderful family, musical family, worshiping God.
还有不同的敬拜神，那是一个这个音乐之家，他们在一起敬拜神。
We had wonderful games, intergenerational games with one another. This is not a religious ceremony. This is a game right here.
这是大家在一起玩游戏，就是这不是一个那个宗教的仪式，这是大家在一起玩游戏。
And we had a wonderful testimony. His father, I believe, was a Hindu priest, and he had an amazing testimony of how he became a believer growing up in a Hindu family. It was amazing.
那个人在那儿做见证，他是在一个印度家庭长大的。他说好像他的父亲是一个那个印度教的一个教士，所以他在那儿做见证。
But friends, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, sometimes it's hard. It really is hard to reach out to people that are different than us. Amen.
也就是说，去接触那些跟我们不同的人，的确是不是一件容易的事。
Why is that?
那为什么呢？
Well, you see, in the Christian life, there are two main priorities in the Christian life, too.
在基督徒的生活中有两个不同的侧面。
Number one, we have our missional calling, and then we have our occupational calling. We have two callings, our missional calling and our occupational calling.
所以我们有两个呼召，一个是我们在宣教上的呼召，另外一个是在职业上的呼召。
And so we can see here that under our missional calling, we are supposed to love the Lord with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Obey His commandments, love your neighbor, and go into all the world and preach the gospel. We know all about our missional calling.
那在这个就是在我们宣教上的呼召呢，那意思就是说你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，遵守他的命令，比如说爱你的邻舍，去全世界传扬福音，使万民做主的门徒，这就是我们在宣教上的呼召。
And then we have our occupational calling, what we do every single day. We use our natural talents, we use our spiritual gifts, we use our acquired skills on our job.And we try to serve God, and of course, preach the gospel wherever we're at.
那第二个呢，是我们在职业上的呼召。那意思就是说，要让你发挥你的天赋，发挥你属灵上的恩赐，在后天学会的技能，用后天学会的技能来荣耀神。
But sometimes in the Christian life, we get these backwards.
但是有的时候在这个我们基督徒的生活中，我们会本末倒置。
We put our occupational calling number one, and we put our missional calling as number two.
我们会把职业上的呼召作为第一位，而把我们在宣教上的呼召放在了第二位。
We just get it mixed up, and therefore we don't obey God.
我们会这样本末倒置，因此呢，我们就没有那么顺服神。
We love God maybe with all our heart, or maybe we love God with some of our heart.
我们有可能全心爱主，也有可能半心爱主。
We obey His commandments. Well, maybe we obey some of His commandments.
我们遵守他的旨意，但是有可能我们遵守了一部分他的旨意。
We go into all the world, or maybe we go into some of the world.
我们去全世界传扬福音，但是有可能我们只是去一部分的地方传扬福音。
Or we only want to go into our world.
或者我们只想在我们自己的世界里。
But God wants us to love the Lord our God with all our heart.
但是神想让我们全心全意地爱他。
And to obey all His commandments.
而且去遵守他所有的命令。
And to go into all the world.
而且要到全世界去传扬福音。
To pray, to give, and to go.
去祷告，去给予，然后去到各个地方。
But unfortunately, friends, we get these mixed up. Why? What is the real reason in our American culture that we don't keep one number one and two number two? Why do we change these? Why? What is it in our American culture?
但是呢，我们基本上是本末倒置了。为什么会这样呢？是在我们在美国的这个文化上或者是习俗上，为什么会出现这种情况呢
？Or what is it in your heart? What is it in your culture? Wherever you're from, what is it that causes us to not have a passion for God and for the lost? What is it?
那不管你是从什么地方来，或者是你有什么样的文化，到底是什么才产生了这种本末倒置的现象呢
？Well, let me finish with one story before Pastor Shen comes up and explains more.
我来跟你们讲一个故事，然后沈牧师会上来给你们解释更多。
Jesus tells. Get that first picture up.Jesus tells the story of a rich man and a poor man.
耶稣讲了一个富人和穷人的故事。
Once there was a poor man.
从前有一个穷人。
And he was begging outside of the gate.
然后他在圣殿的外面祈祷。
He had sores on his legs.
哦，他在圣殿的外面那个乞讨。
And he looked at the very wealthy man.
他这个腿上有很多的溃疡，然后他看到一个很富有的人。
And he hoped that he could just get some bread crumbs from the table.
然后他就期待能够得点面包渣。
And the rich man was very wealthy.
这个富人非常的富有。
And then they both died.
然后他们就都死了。
And they went to life ever after.
然后他们就是过死后的日子。
Everybody in this room will live somewhere forever. Do you know where you're going to be living? Do you know?
我们这个房间的每一个人在死后都要去一个地方。你知道你要去哪里吗
？If God asked you, why should I let you into heaven? What would you say? You were standing right here. God was here, and He says, "Why should I let you into heaven?" What would you say? What would be your answer?
那如果某一天你站在神的面前，你会问神说为什么我不能到天堂去呢？就是说你会怎么跟神说呢
？I asked this question to an older woman one time. I said, if you go to heaven and God asks you this question, what are you going to say?
那有一天我在一个年纪大的这个妇人面前，我问她，那如果你站在神面前，你会说什么呢
？She said, I would say to God, you better let me into heaven. My husband's there.
他说，他说这个女的，这个女老妇人就跟神说，你必须让我到这个天堂去，因为我先生在那里。
You see, we have all kinds of reasons, don't we?
你可以看到有各种不同的答案。
Well, this man died and went to heaven.
这个人死了，然后就进了天堂。
The poor man.
我说的是这个穷人。
The rich man went to hell.
那个富人下了地狱。
They changed places.
他们就是换了个位置。
So to speak.
就是假设这么说。
So the rich man calls up the father Abraham and he says, "Please send Lazarus to me and cool my tongue because I'm very thirsty."
那个富人呢就跟那个亚伯拉罕祈求，他说，你让那个拉撒路给我点水吧，因为我的口真的是干的要死。
And Abraham says to the rich man, "I can't do that for two reasons."
然后亚伯拉罕就跟这个富人说，我做不到，我有两个原因做不到。
And he says to the rich man, "When you were on earth, things were very good for you, and things were very bad for Lazarus."
那个亚伯拉罕就告诉他，当你在世的时候，你过着非常优渥的这个生活，可是那个拉撒路呢，却过着非常贫穷的生活。
Now in this life, things are very good for Lazarus, but you now must suffer.
但是现在呢，拉撒路就是在享福了，你就要遭罪了。
The story goes on.
然后这个故事继续。
And the rich man says, "Okay, then send Lazarus down to my five brothers, so I can warn them to believe in God, and so they don't come in here and suffer like me. Please send Lazarus to talk to my brothers."
然后这个妇人就跟亚伯拉罕说，哎呀，那你赶紧那个派人去告诉我的五个兄弟，告诉他们一定要信神，要不然的话他们也会到我这里来，赶紧去派人过去吧。
And Father Abraham says to the rich man, if they didn't believe the laws and the prophets, they won't believe Lazarus.
那个亚伯拉罕就告诉他，如果他们不相信先知和这个和那个律法的话，那他们也不会相信拉撒路。
And the rich man says, no, Father Abraham, no. If they see that Lazarus has come back from the dead, if he rises from the dead, they will believe in God. If they can see Lazarus go back to them, they will believe.
然后这个妇人就说，哦，不，如果呢，他们要是知道拉撒路从死里复活，然后回来告诉他们发生了什么事的话，他们就会相信了。
And Father Abraham finishes the story and he says this.
那亚伯拉罕就结束了这个故事，他是这么说的。
If they didn't believe in Moses and the prophets, they won't believe in the resurrection.
摩西说，如果他们不相信摩西和那些先知的话，他们就不会相信死里复活。
The rich man,
那个富人
only thought about his own selfishness.
他只考虑到自己的自私自利的想法。
He didn't care about anybody else but himself.
他不在乎任何人，只在乎他自己。
He didn't repent.
他没有悔改。
He didn't believe.
他不相信。
So he spent a place in eternal torment.
所以他就会在永远的，永远的这个惩罚中度过。
This was Hades, which is a temporary place of torment, but in the future, Hades will be thrown into hell, and it'll be eternal place of torment.
那他说的这是地狱，那这个地狱只是一个暂时的一个那个受苦的地方，那将来这个地狱将会成为一个永久性的那个受苦的地方。
So as if you are an unbeliever, I hope you have made the right decision to repent.And believe in Christ.
如果你现在还没有相信的话，我希望你们做出决定，相信将来与耶稣永远同在。
And if you are a believer, I hope you won't be selfish and keep your time and your talents and your treasures to yourself. But I hope you will use your time and your talents and your treasures to see the kingdom of God go forth.
如果你已经相信的话。那希望你们就不要自私，把你们这个时间、金钱和你们的恩赐能够奉献出来，为主所用。
我们要谢谢那个唐牧师的信息。
We want to thank Pastor Tom's message.
那我们都知道保罗的一生就是做基督的使者。
We know Paul's whole life was an ambassador for Christ.
直到公元六七年左右
，until 67 A.D.
他在尼罗皇帝的手下，在罗马殉道。
He was martyred under Nero in Rome.
保罗遵行大使命。
He obeyed the Great Commission.
他把福音从耶路撒冷带到地极。
He took the gospel from Jerusalem to the ends of the world.
他有一句非常有名的话。
He had a very famous saying.
那这个一句话是什么呢
？What is this?
就是我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能。
For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God.
那这句话对于那个保罗来说，是让许多的人，对许多人来说跌破眼镜。
This saying for Paul.Was something that helped many people to break the looking glass.
因为他在当时是一个非常有名的宗教哲学家。
Because he was a well-known religious philosopher.
他不仅是法利赛人，也是犹太人中的犹太人。
Not only was he a Pharisee, but he was a Jew of the Jews.
那他是属于那个便雅悯支派的人。
He was of the tribe of Benjamin.
那他曾经在那个加玛列的门下受高等教育。
He studied under Gamaliel.
所以他对整个犹太人想什么都很了解。
So he knew well what the Jews thought.
他们的人生观，他们的宇宙观，他都很清楚。
He knew their worldview. He knew their cosmology.
他甚至在年轻的时候就已经出头了，出头天了。
When he was young, he was outstanding.
他就得到公会的权柄，可以抓拿任何的基督徒。
He received authority from the council to arrest any Christians.
然后逼迫他们。
To persecute them.
要逼迫他们否认耶稣基督。
So that they will deny Christ.
要不然的话下在监里。
Or they will be thrown into jail.
所以我们可以说他在那个法利赛党中间，或者是知识分子的中间，他是有名的人。
So among the Pharisees, among the intellectuals, he was well known.
所以他的整个思想应该会受到当时候的希腊。的那个文化的思想的影响。
So he was also influenced by the Greek philosophies.
可是他信主了以后
，But after he became a Christian,
他就想说我不以福音为耻。
So he said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
这个福音本是神的大能。
For it is the power of God.
但是你知道，自从他生命改变了以后
，So after his life changed,
那他那个就在大马色的路上遇见主耶稣基督之后。
After he met Jesus on the road to Damascus,
他的整个价值观、生命观、宇宙观全部都大大的翻转。
His whole life, his whole viewpoint changed.
他从逼迫基督徒变成愿意为基督受逼迫。
So from persecuting Christians, he was to be persecuted for Christ.
他从那个抓拿基督徒变成要跟随耶稣基督。
From arresting Christians, he wanted to follow Christ.
他自从成为一个基督的福音的使者之后
，After he became an ambassador for Christ,
他就受尽了一切的那个苦难。
He suffered a lot.
圣经里面告诉我们
，The Bible tells us,
他被犹太人鞭打五次。
So five times he was beaten by the Jews.
每一次四十剪一下。
Every time 39 lashes.
被棍打了三次。
He was beaten by rod three times.
被石头打了一次。
He was stoned once.
虽然如此，但是保罗从来不会恨犹太人。
Even thus, he never hated the Jews.
他说他宁可受咒诅。
He said he rather to be cursed.
宁可与基督分离。
To be separated from Christ.
只要他的同胞们得救，他都愿意。
As long as his own people will come to know Christ.
那他热心传福音。
He preached the gospel.
他甘心做众人的仆人。
He was willing to be a servant of everyone.
所以他就跟，所以在圣经里面讲了，像软弱的人，我就做软弱的人。
So he said, "To the weak, I became weak."
要为了要得软弱的人。
So that I may win some men.
像什么样的人，我就做什么样的人。
To that kind of people, he became that people.
无论如何，总要救一些人。
So that he may save some by all means.
你就发现他为神国大发热心。
So that he knew he was very fervent for the kingdom of God.
是什么力量改变他？
What motivated him?
我们可以从那个刚才我们读的这段经文的上面，我们就可以知道。
So from the passage we read,
他之所以愿意为神大发热心。
He was willing to be so fervent, so enthusiastic for Christ.
他之所以不以福音为耻。
That he was not ashamed of the gospel.
他之所以愿意做基督的大使。
That he was willing to be the ambassador for Christ.
第一个原因是因为。
What was the reason?
他是因主是一位可畏的。
Because he knew God was to be feared.
那就是在第十一节，第五章第十一节那里讲到。
In verse, chapter 5, verse 11.
他说：“我们既知道主是可畏的，所以劝人。”
Therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade men.
这是保罗传福音的第一个动机。
This was the first motivation for Paul to preach the gospel.
他因为知道所信的神是信实的，而且是公义的神。
Because he knew the God he believed in was faithful and righteous.
所以用敬畏神的心来服侍神。
So that he served God with a reverence.
我们的神向我们所要的是什么呢？
What does the Lord require of us?
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
只要你们存敬畏耶和华你们的神。
But to fear the Lord your God.
那遵循他的道。
To obey him.
爱他。
Love him.
然后尽心尽性地侍奉他。
We serve him with all our hearts.
这是生命记第十章第十二节讲的。
This is Deuteronomy 10, 12.
所以意思说我们的服事不但是出于爱心，也是出于一个敬畏神的心。
So our service not only out of love, but also out of reverence.
那有一个有名的基督教的传福音机构叫救世军。
There's a famous Christian organization called the Salvation Army.
那你知道他们的组织就像军队一样。
Their organization is like the army.
他们的军阶有那个有分的。
They have ranks like the army.
有不同的那个阶层。
Different ranks.
那这个组织的创办人叫做 William Booth.
The man who started this organization is William Booth.
是一个英国人。
He was British.
他是在1865年的时候开始创办一个福音的一个教会。
1865, he started a gospel church.
十几年以后的1878年就正式成立了救世军。
In 1878,He officially started the Salvation Army.
可是这个军不是专门杀人的。
This army is not to kill people.
不是为了跟人家打仗的。
It's not for war.
那是为基督而征战的救灵魂的。
It's to save the souls of people.
他劝告那些要参与救世军的人。
He advised those who wanted to join the Salvation
Army. 告诉他们必须要一个这样的心态。
That they are to have this attitude.
所以告诉他们就好像一根不会断的绳子。
Just like.Having a rope that cannot be broken,
就把你挂在地上空飘荡五分钟
that it will hang you in hell for 5 minutes.
你就懂得救这个世界的重要性了
Then you will know why is this important to save people.
当那根绳子飘荡在地的上空
as the rope swings in hell.
大概你会听到那个财主的呼声，就像刚才那个唐牧师所讲的那个故事。
Maybe you will hear the cries of the rich man, just like Pastor Tom mentioned.
那个财主在火焰中很痛苦。
In the burning fire, he was suffering.
他一直喊叫说：“我的主啊，亚伯拉罕，主啊，亚伯拉罕。”
He said, "Lord Abraham, Lord Abraham."
求你打发拉撒路。
May you send Lazarus.
沾一点水来凉凉我的舌头吧。
That take some water to touch my tongue.
那个威廉布就是想要，如果你要参加救世军，你必须要有这样的态度。
William Booth said, if you want to join the Salvation Army, you are to have this in your heart.
就是要拯救那些人很重要。
That you are to save the people.
那些人需要你的帮助。
They need your help.
所以你就知道，当初救世军的创立就是以拯救灵魂为使命。
So you know the creation of the Salvation Army is to save people's souls.
今天是这个世界上包括中国
，Today including China，
还有许多人没有听过福音的。
There are many people who have not heard the gospel.
主复活以后颁布了一个大使命。
After Jesus rose from the dead, he promulgated the Great Commission.
他说：“你们要去使万民做我的门徒。”
That you are to go and make disciples of all nations.
如果我们的主耶稣基督是大而可畏的话，
If our Jesus Christ is really to be feared,
我们会对耶稣的大使命产生一个迫切感。
Are we to be so indifferent to His great commission?
保罗因为知道主是可畏的。
Because Paul knew Jesus is to be reverenced.
所以他愿意去传福音。
So he was willing to go preach the gospel.
保罗传福音的第二个动机是什么呢？
What was the second motivation for him to preach the gospel?
就是因为主爱的激励。
Because of Christ's love.
保罗在那个因为看到耶稣在十字架上所显的大爱而感动他的心。
Because of what Jesus did on the cross, that really compelled him.
他说那个原来基督的爱激励我们。
He said, "The love of Christ compels me."
因为我们想一个人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
Having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died.
那并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活。
That he died for all, so that those who live might no longer live for themselves.
乃是替他们死而复活的主活。
But for him who died and rose again on their behalf.
保罗在晚年的时候写那个提摩太前。那个提摩太前书
In Paul's latter years, he wrote Timothy.
那他在提摩太前书里面就反省他自己的生命。
As he reflected upon his own life,
他就看到自己在过去所犯的罪恶。
He saw the sins he committed.
所以他就说我是罪人中的罪魁。
So he said he was the sinner of sinners.
意思就是说我是罪人中的罪人。
He was the foremost of sinners.
他想到过去他逼迫基督徒
he thought he, as he used to persecute Christians,
想到过去他亵慢神
that he blasphemed God.
他是如此张狂的一个罪人
he was a pompous sinner.
但是耶稣的怜悯竟然临到他
but Jesus' mercy came upon him.
他想到主耶稣基督的大爱在十字架上
when he thought of Jesus' great love on the cross,
为他的罪而流
that his blood shed,For his sins,
他就被基督的爱所触摸
that he was touched by Christ's love.
所以他下定决心把剩下的光阴献给神用
So he decided to give the rest of his life for the gospel.
弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters,
你是否想过
have you ever thought,
若没有主耶稣基督的救恩临到你的身上
if Jesus' salvation did not reach you,
你现在的光景会怎么样
What will your condition be like?
我拜访过几个老年人。
I visited some older people.
有的已经单身了。
Some are singles.
真的，他就跟我说。
And they said to me.
牧师啊。
Pastor.
我的家人不在身边。
My family is no longer here.
那也没有人，我动力需要的时候没有人帮助我。
There's no one to help me.
那我的家人，我正是跟他们联络也不理睬。
When I try to contact my family,
但是我感谢上帝
they do not call back. But I thank God.
他说因为我是基督徒
Because I'm a Christian.
我信耶稣基督，我有盼望
I believe in Jesus, I have hope.
我有一个基督徒的朋友
I have a Christian friend.
我就发现真的如果没有耶稣基督
If there's no Jesus Christ,
那也没有人会没有人受基督的感动来帮助我
That if they are not moved by Christ, they will not be here to help me.
其实每一个重生得救的人都有这样的经历。
Everyone who have the experience of salvation,
当你那一次接受耶稣基督的时候
，at that moment you receive Christ,
你就经历了上帝耶稣基督头一次的爱。
That you experience God's love for the first time.
那个爱是很震撼你的。
It really amazed you.
而且那个爱是让你永远难忘的。
It's the love that you will never forget.
很可惜，日子一久了。
But after many years,
我们对神的爱就开始麻木了。
That we become numb to God's love.
我们对传福音的火热也不见了。
And then we lose our fire for preaching the gospel.
弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters,
上帝的爱没有变。
Christ's love did not change.
变的是我们自己。
We changed ourselves.
求圣灵光照我们。
May the Holy Spirit look into us.
我们因为主的爱重新被唤起。
That because of Christ's love, we are called.
把那个爱主的心重新把它燃烧起来。
That the love for Christ will be ignited again.
你爱主吗？你就把他的爱分享给人。
If you love God, then you are to share His love with others.
第三个，为什么保罗要愿意那个传福音
？The third.Reason why Paul was willing to preach the gospel.
那个第十八、第十九节告诉我们，因为是责任的托付。
verses 18 and 19 says he was entrusted with responsibility.
他自己说一切都是出于神。
He said everything comes from God.
他借着基督使我们与他和好。
Through Christ, we are to be reconciled to Him.
又将欠人跟他和好的职分赐给我们。
And gave us the ministry of reconciliation.
这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好。
Namely, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself.
不将他们的过犯归到他们身上。
Not counting their trespasses against them.
并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。
And He has committed to us the word of reconciliation.
神创造人类。
As God created humans.
人类却背逆了神。
But we rebelled against God.
人跟神不好。
We are not in good standing with God.
照理的说，人要找想办法跟神和好。
Logically speaking, we are the ones who should seek to be reconciled to Him.
但是神就主动跟人和好。
But God took the initiative to be reconciled to us.
这就是神的伟大。
This is the greatness of God.
人得罪神。
We sin against God.
但是神却差遣他的儿子耶稣基督成为第一个宣教士。
But He sent His Son Jesus Christ to be the first missionary.
来到这个世界宣扬神的福音。
To come to this earth to proclaim the gospel.
借着他使人跟神和好。
Through Him, that the dead can be reconciled to
Him. 而今天是什么样呢？
What is it like today?
是神给我们的机会。
God gave us the opportunity.
他要借着我们成为他祝福人的管道。
He wants to use us to be the conduit to bless people.
我们的责任是把人引到神的面前，跟他和好。
Our responsibility is to bring people to Christ so that they can be reconciled to Him.
我要问众弟兄姐妹。
May I ask brothers and sisters?
主耶稣基督降生的时候
，When Jesus Christ was born,
谁来传福音报佳音？
Who came to preach the gospel?
谁？是谁
？Who？
哎，我们读圣经的人呢、啊、
？Those who read the Bible.
主耶稣基督降生的时候，谁来报佳音
？When Jesus was born, who gave the good news?
是谁？天使。
Angels.
答对了。因为当时还没有基督徒。
Because at that time there were no Christians.
后来我就再问第二个问题了。
Second question.
主耶稣基督复活的时候。
When Jesus resurrected,
谁来报好消息
？Who gave the good news?
谁？谁谁谁？门徒
？Angels again?
是谁？是谁？
天使。
天使。
Angels.
因为那个时候的基督徒们因为惧怕就逃难。
The disciples, because of their fear, they ran away.
最后我还再问一个问题。
And then another question.
耶稣基督升天的时候。
When Jesus rose, was taken up into heaven.
谁对那些观望的人先告诉耶稣怎么样升天，他就怎么样再来？谁
？Who said to the disciples?
是谁
？As you watch him go up, he will come in the same way. Who?
是谁
？Who said that?
也是天使。
Angels again.
主耶稣基督升天之后
，After Jesus went into heaven，
天使不再来传福音了。
The angels do not preach anymore。
直到启示录所讲的大灾难
，Until the great tribulation in Revelation。
在今天的世代里
，During our time，
天使即使被差来
，Even if the angels were to be sent here，
只是提醒基督徒要传福音
，Is to remind the Christians to share the gospel。
天使曾经找过腓力。
The angels went to seek Philip.
这是在《使徒行传》记载的。
In Acts.
叫腓力去传福音。
Told Philip to go share the gospel.
天使曾经来到哥尼流。来找哥尼流。
The angels came to Cornelius.
他叫哥尼流做什么？去找彼得。
So that Cornelius can look for Peter.
然后要让彼得来做什么？传福音。
So that Peter can come and share the good news.
所以你就可以知道。
So you know.
原来神差派天使只做次要的事情。
So God sent the angels to do what is secondary.
他却要把重要的事情。
He gave the primary task.
就是把传福音的责任。
That preaching of the gospel.
托付给他的儿女，就是今天的基督徒。
To give to his children, which is Christians.
所以传福音是我们的特权，也是我们的荣幸。
So sharing the gospel is our special task and our glory.
因为那是神荣耀的托付。
Because it is entrusted to us by God.
是神赐给我们特殊的职分。
That it is a task God gave to us.
今天我们被称为基督的使者。
So we are called ambassadors for Christ.
刚才唐牧师已经把使者的定义很清楚告诉我们。
Pastor Tom told us the meaning of an ambassador.
那是代表一个国家派出去要完成一个大使命。
It is representing a church, not a country, to accomplish a
mission. 就是到那个另外一个国家跟他们和好。
Is to go into another country so that there will be peace.
透过他来解决国家之间的纠纷。
So to solve the troubles between the countries.
当时候，那个罗马就是罗马帝国，是一个以大国的身份派许多的特使。
The Roman Emperor at that time sent out many special envoys.
因为他们把那个希腊帝国打败了。
Because they defeated the Greek Empire.
成为当时候的世界的强国。
So they are the strongest country.
所以他派一个新的特使。
So they sent a new envoys.
那些特使很荣耀的以得胜的身份进入到新的国家。
So those envoys come as victors into these new countries.
因为他们代表罗马皇帝。
Because they represented the Roman Empire.
那是一个很尊贵的一个职分。
It was a glorious position.
但是何况我们是基督的大使。
But we are ambassadors of Jesus Christ.
如果我们知道派我们的是谁，
If we know who truly sent us,
他是个万王之王。
He is the King of Kings.
他是一个万主之主。
Lord of Lords.
难道我们不当为他感谢上帝吗？
Are we to thank God for him?
因为他给我们这个职分。
Because he entrusted us this position.
不再是给天使。
Not to angels.
也不再是给特殊的那些宣教士
，and not only for special ambassadors，
也不是就给那些牧师们
，and not only for pastors，
所有上帝的儿女
，all of God's children，
做基督的使者
，to be ambassadors，
不一定要到海外去
，we don't have to go overseas，
不一定要被派的时候才做
，it's not only when we are sent that we do，
只要我们是基督徒
，as long as we are Christians，
我们无论在哪里。
Regardless of where we are,
无论是在公司或者学校，
whether we are in the office or
school, 无论是在教会或者家庭，
a church or family,
我们都是基督的使者。
We are ambassadors of Christ.
我们的所作所为，
everything that we do,
都是基督的代表。
That we represent Christ.
你也可以为神而做。
You can do that for Christ.
你不要小看你在神身上，在弟兄姐妹的身上所做的事。
Don't look lightly.On what you can do to other brothers and sisters.
我给你一些这个几个例子。
I give you an example.
那上个礼拜，如果你们还记得，有一个姐妹从密西根来到我们的教会探望我们的陈师母。
Last Sunday, a sister came from Michigan to visit the Mrs. Chan.
那我有机会跟她一起吃饭。
I had the opportunity to eat lunch with her.
因为我认识她，因为我以前曾他们以前我在那边帮助过那个教会。
Because I was from that church, so I knew her.
结果在吃饭的时候，他指着我说：“陈牧师，我告诉你一个好消息。”
As we ate lunch together, he told me, Pastor Shen.
我就笑了。他说两个好消息。
He said there are two good news.
那我就讲第一个。
Let me tell you the first one.
他说：“你还记得那个教授吗
？”Do you remember that professor?
你主持过他的葬礼啊。
That you had you held his funeral service.
其实这个教授的故事，我曾经在你们这里讲过，我不晓得你们还记不记得。
I told you the story of this professor. I don't know if you remember.
那个是夏天。
It was during the summer.
那刚好在那个地区的那个中国人呢，有一个聚会，一个聚餐。
And then among the Chinese, there was a potluck.
那结果这个教授呢，当众就告诉大家说：“对不起，我要先走了。”
And theProfessor said, "I have to leave."
我要带我的家人去看今天我们刚买的房子。
I'm taking my family to look at the house that we just bought.
结果他们就去了。
And they left.
那结果他们买的第二个还是第三栋的房子，就是在湖边。
This may be the second or the third house they bought along the lakeside.
那湖边的房子你们都知道很贵的。
You know, houses there are more expensive.
而且不仅是房子，而且那个附带的那个汽艇也是他的。
And not only that, but the beach and the boat there belong to him.
那所以的那天他也要试一试开那个汽艇。
And then he was going to try to drive his boat.
带了一个男的，一个男的11岁，13岁，一个是女孩子8岁。
And then he took his son 11 and daughter 8.
然后就把那个外西装脱掉以后呢，就剩下那就开始风啊，就是传了好几天。
And then he took off his suit, and then he went around several times.
那太太还记得。
His wife remembered.
他那个时候举起手来说：“今天是最快乐的日子。”
And then they raised their hands and said, "This is the happiest day."
然后走了几大圈。
After they went around several times.
然后就要那个停，就回到那个停靠要靠岸了。
And then they came back to the dock.
那一天风很大。
The wind was quite strong that day.
他好几次要把那个船汽艇把它那开回到那个岸上，就是被风吹掉。
Every time he tried to dock, it was blown away.
后来跟他的儿子说：“你来看这个，我来到前面来跳。”然后呢，跳过去之后呢，把绳子绑起来就稳住了那个船。
And then he told his son to take care of the helm, and then he would jump onto the dock.
结果他跳的时候
，as he jumped.
他踩空了。
He misstepped.
那结果掉到水里面。
And he fell into the water.
结果挣扎了将近10分钟。
After 10 minutes of struggle.
太太、孩子跟女孩亲眼看到父亲先生这样的淹死。
And then his wife and his children saw that their father drowned.
其实那天下午他们大叫喊救命，就是那天在周围的那个房子就是没有人。
They cried for help, but there was nobody around them.
这个很大的一个不幸啊。
This was a great misfortune.
那这位来到这边这位姐妹，那个时候她就打电话告诉我。
And that sister that came told me.
他们是非基督徒。
They were not Christians.
你不认识他。
You do not know them.
你要不要帮助他们主持葬礼？
Are you willing to hold his funeral service?
那是离我们开车要一个多小时。
It took an hour to get there.
我想了很久。
Well, after I thought a while.
那我就答应了。
I agreed.
然后我就主持了他的葬礼。
And then I held his funeral service.
我就发现原来那个参加他原来是个有名的人。
I found out he was quite famous.
因为你怎么知道呢？因为从人家送的那个挽联那个地方可以知道，总统、副总统、立法院院长、司法院院长，你就知道他有名了。
You saw all the memorial things that they sent.From all high position people.
很多人替他惋惜。
Many people felt sorry.
那个时候我是准备要来到这个马里兰。
At that time, I was getting ready to come to Baltimore.
我就告诉我的师母说，我们再去看这个家吧。
And I told Mr. Shen, let's go visit this family.
那我们真的是要来这个之前，我们最后就看了他们这一家。
Before we came here, we visited this family.
因为我知道这个家非常的难过。
Because I know they were in deep sorrow.
后来几次以后，几年以后再回去的时候，他们全家信主了。
After several years, when we went back, their whole family became Christians.
然后在上个礼拜的时候，这位姐妹告诉我好消息。
Last Sunday, this older sister told me.
她告诉我说：“你记得你主持过那个葬礼的这个家吗
？”Do you remember the funeral service and the family?
那个小男孩你还记得吗
？Do you remember the boy and the girl?
我说我真的没有记得。
I said I do not remember.
他说那个男孩子现在做了传道人。
That young man became a pastor.
哎呀，我真的要感谢上帝。
I want to thank God.
不是我的功劳。
It's not what I did.
那是很多人一起做工的结果。
It's the work of many people.
我再讲一个很快。
I tell another story.
有一次我到那个肉鸽教会。
I went to the Rutgers Church.
那个是一个牧者的一个研习会。
It was a conference for pastors.
那天下午呢，那个晚餐完了以后，我就走到他们的地下室走一走，看他们的海报。
After supper, I went down to the basement to look at their newspaper.
那结果我到走到他们的地下室的时候，我就看到，哎呀，有两个照片，我非常熟悉的。
As I looked in the newspaper, I saw two photographs that were really familiar to me.
我越看越，我就想不是不是他们？后来我问了弟兄，说果然是他们。
I thought, Could this be them? And I asked other brothers and said, truly, it was them.
那是一个受洗的照片。
That was a picture of baptism.
那这个受洗的这个先生让我想到。
This man who was baptized.
我们那个时候教会为这个年轻人祷告了好好久。
We prayed for this young man for a long time.
我们教会支持了好几次送他参加不同的聚会，而且是免费让他参加的。
Many times our church sent him to different meetings for free.
已经有人跟我讲说，牧师啊，他是在利用你们的教会。
Some people told me he was just taking advantage of your church.
他到教会是白吃白喝，白吃白喝的。
That he came here to just eat and.And drink.
但是我那个时候我跟弟兄姐妹讲说，即使别人利用我们的福音还是要走。
I told brothers and sisters, even if they are taking advantage, we still need to preach the gospel.
但是你知道，我到那边去的时候，大概已经是13年了，我就知道这个人受洗了。
When I went there, it was 13 years later. I knew he was baptized.
那所以我就想到，真的是神。我们过去在那边，我就很失望的离开那个地方，因为就是我认为他最刚硬的一个年轻人。
When I left there, I was quite disappointed because this young man was quite hard.
可是神拯救了他。
But God saved him.
其实我们弟兄姐妹，我们不知道在人的身上做了什么，上帝会自己做。
Brothers and sisters, you do not know what you did to others, but God knows.
我们只管传。
As long as we preach,
结果在神。
The result is from God.
求神帮助我们的教会。
May God help our church.
成为一个宣教的教会。
May it be a preaching church.
每一个人都是传那个基督的使者。
That everyone is an ambassador for Christ.
我们不仅要关心自己要怎么样那个传福音。
Not only are we to see how we can preach the gospel.
我们要支持所有在那个今天参与海外事工的所有的宣教士们。
That we are to support the missionaries who are overseas.
我们用祷告，我们用金钱来支持他们。
That we use our prayers and finances to support them.
那求神唤醒我们的教会。
May God renew our church.
也先唤醒我们自己，我们在神面前的职责是什么
？And to renew ourselves so that what is our responsibility?
我说我们的职分是什么
？What is our task?
如果今天我要问说你是谁
？Today, if I ask you, who are you?
不要忘了其中一个名字叫做你是基督的使者。
Do not forget that you are ambassador for Christ.
我们是基督的使者。
We are ambassador for Christ.
我们一起来讲，我们是基督的使者，预备，请。
Let's say we are ambassadors for Christ.
我们是基督的使者。我们再讲一遍，我们是基督的使者。愿神赐福听他话语的人。
May God bless those who hear his words.